Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, you know, we're going to do it, but you know what? It's just another evil fucking day. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday, the 21st day of February 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 45 degrees today and a low of 28 in showers. And that's the fucking weather. So we're going to run through this and we're going to come back and we're going to go look at the Ministry of Lies, Controlled Opposition, CNN, CNBC, you know the people we're talking about. We'll be right back. Take your brain, time to go. Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's jump over to the propaganda. Let's see what's up today. Starts out, hotels are making millions of dollars off of legal fake refugee crisis, $260,000 per day for 1,331 rooms to house the illegals. That's $7.2 million each month just to house these migrants. And this ain't coming out of people's pockets because they're going out fucking visiting or they're, you know, staying in a motel. This is coming right out of the fucking, well, what's coming out of your fucking paycheck when they take your fucking, when they take the taxes that they have no jurisdictional authority to take from you, when they take the sweat of your fucking brow and hand it over to these foreign fucking motherfuckers. Going on down, WEF orders government to arrest citizens who grow their own food. And they, in this article, they do not say that. They, I mean, they're hinting around about it. They always have. Give it a fucking go. ADL pushed BMG to drop Roger Waters by threatening to weaponize company's Nazi past. And I read this, you know, and I've been, and I went back and I went over those other fucking interviews. His dad was a fucking communist. Okay, now when the son of a bitch came out in that last one where the woman was on the couch with him, he says, you guys have, you have got so much, you've got so much, share. Right, that's fucking old fucking school commu fuckingism. What they're trying to do here is turn this fucking goddamn genocide in Palestine into a fucking communist movement when it's fucking communist, the people actually who created communism that is doing the fucking genocide. This is a fucking goddamn sham. Fuck you, Roger Waters. When I looked at your face when you said share fucking what? 99% of the fucking wealth that comes from my goddamn country goes to the 1 fucking percent. And they don't fucking share. There's 1% that goes to the whole goddamn rest of us. We're living like goddamn animals. Our people live under fucking underpasses with their little kids out in the goddamn cold and hungry in the wintertime, you motherfucking communist. I ever see you, I'll bust your fucking nose, motherfucker. How about that? I'll never listen to fucking Pink Floyd again. Not none of it that you're a part of, you son of a bitch. You fucking sickening communist piece of fucking trash. Boycott, sanction, and divest Roger Waters for being a fucking communist. You're not going to turn this into a communist fucking movement, motherfucker. You use your fucking goddamn fame to try. What is that, a Jew boy there in the back with you there? You a Jew, huh? You motherfucker. I mean, your whole fucking goddamn career is based around a fucking Sid's fucking goddamn original fucking insanity that you just fucking, you've never been there, motherfucker. You don't even know what it's about, but you made plenty of fucking money off of somebody else's fucking pain, you bastard. Boycott, sanction, divest Roger Waters for being a fucking communist and trying to turn the goddamn people who fucking deplore and will denounce and will fight fucking the goddamn genocide that is being committed on the Palestinians and indeed on our own people. How many of us out here do not have a loved one that we've watched fucking die, several fucking loved ones that we've watched fucking die? We live like goddamn animals. They have us fucking working for these motherfucking third world motherfucking communist cocksuckers like you, you son of a bitch. You give, give, give. All you fucking got, give it to them. You fucking piece of shit. Like I said, boycott, divest, and sanction. I'd love to see a fucking concert his come out and nobody fucking show up but a handful of fucking communists. Because that's what you are, Roger Waters. You're a fucking communist. Huh. I got that on my system. New Catholic, Indiana, couple appeals to Supreme Court after their child was taken from them after they refused to refer to him as his preferred pronouns. And we're going to look at just a little bit of this. It's by Colin Rugg. In 2021, the Indiana Department of Child Services investigated parents Mary and Jeremy Cox and later took their son after they refused to refer to him as a girl. And then I click over here to continue to read, and I continue to read. He was then placed in a home that affirmed his gender identity. The parents have reportedly filed a petition to the Supreme Court asking for the case to be heard. Here is their story. And there's only thing wrong with this. You go over there and look and you see if you can figure out what's fucking wrong with this. Daddy's standing right there. He's fucking complaining. He's calling for somebody else to fucking take care of his fucking responsibility. Hey, motherfucker, if they take my kid, I'm dead. I will not be there to see it because I will fight to the fucking death for my children. My fucking sons will fight to the death for their children. You're a low-life fucking cowardly son of a bitch. And are you want to come up and get somebody else to do it for you, huh? That's the problem with this goddamn world. That's the problem with this goddamn country. You're looking for somewhere. Maybe you got up a fucking FundMe fucking page so you can buy yourself a fucking one of King Charles's fucking esquires to fucking make your case for you, motherfucker. They took your fucking kid from you, you punk bitch. You didn't even fucking fight, let alone kill him. So I don't want to hear your fucking whining. How about that? Self-amplifying mRNA COVID shot approved. A new self-amplifying mRNA mRNA COVID shot received the green light from Japan's Ministry of Health. I'm sure it fucking did. I mean, but are you going to give it? It's coming down to the point. All this is so fucking irrelevant. It isn't even worth talking about. Either you're going to fucking stand up or you're fucking not. That's where we're at. Either you're going to let these motherfuckers run you over and put your ass in the ground, or you're going to run them over and put their asses in the ground. That's the fucking game. Google to launch anti-misinformation campaign ahead of EU elections. Fucking, of course. This isn't a free fucking internet no more. I'm looking at the son of a bitch. I'm looking at CNN. I'm looking at CNBC. I'm looking at goddamn fucking Fox. I'm looking at the goddamn New York Times. This ain't goddamn, this ain't the internet. This isn't what the people created that was stolen by that fucker, son of a bitch, fucking Barack Obama, and handed over to his communist fucking comrades, is it? Is it? Google to start running pre-bunk ads and quizzing YouTube viewers to fight so-called misinformation. We'll look at a little bit. But why did Rankovic reclaim the net? Pre-bunking until relatively recently, it was one of the fringe concepts of in the relentless war on misinformation industrial complex. A short way to describe it is a dystopian version of debunking false, incorrect information. But here, the idea is to stop users, help them identify unwanted content before they can even see it. Now, let's think about that just a little bit. You could take a fucking 14-year-old kid and fucking, against the parent's fucking will, and shove a fucking book in his face telling him about a suck dick, telling the little girls how to fucking get their titties cut off. And you're going to fucking tell me that I can't interpret? I mean, you're going to sit here and tell, you know, we're going to tell you what you can fucking read, and we're going to tell your children what they can read. You're not going to fucking have any say in all of it. You want to fucking bet? You motherfuckers, when you go down, it is going to be so fucking hard, it's going to shake the fucking earth. I know it. World Food Program suspends aid to Gaza, citing risks. And I'll read this. And same for you, Roger Waters, you communist son of a bitch. This is by TASS. According to the organization statement, the decision was hard for WFP because it means the situation there will deteriorate further and more people will risk dying of hunger. Of course they will. That's the whole fucking idea of genocide, isn't it? Rome, February 20th, TASS, the United World Food Program, has decided to suspend food aid deliveries to northern part of Gaza Strip due to unsafe conditions, vowing to return when it's safe. You pick up the bodies of the fucking people they've genocided, those filthy fucking communists. Just like you, Roger, that was quite a fucking play you guys had there, wasn't it? Divert the fucking attention over to Roger Waters. Oh, the big fucking opposition to it is fucking same communism that these same cocksuckers created. They're communists. You're communists. You're a piece of shit. According to the organization statement, the decision was hard for the WFP because it means the situation there will deteriorate further and more people risk dying of hunger. The WEF is demanding that conditions be made safer so that they could deliver the aid. But just simple, well, man, maybe go to the world court. Oh, wait a minute. The fucking United States would just veto you because we're fucking goddamn Jew whores. We're Jew fucking goddamn prostitutes. We're their fucking goddamn plebes. We're their fucking goyim. We can't stand on our own two fucking feet. We have the goddamn power. We have the goddamn authority. We have the fucking weapons. We just don't have the fucking balls in the fucking spine. It specified that deliveries were already suspended after the UN relief and work agencies for Palestine refugees in the Near East truck was struck and because of the lack of a functioning humanitarian alert system. On February 18th, a WFP aid convoy traveled to the northern Gaza Strip, where it was effectively besieged by scores of hungry people. Staff members have reported that trucks containing food and flour are looted. The inability to enforce law and order, rising tensions and violence are also recorded. A report released on February 19th by UNICEF and WFP, based on the latest data, says the situation is particularly severe in the northern Gaza Strip. I bet it is. According to them, 15.6% or 1 in 6 children under the age of 2 are suffering from acute malnutrition. It also said that the entire population of 22 million people in the Palestinian enclave need humanitarian aid. This is what I want to talk about. I fuck Roger Waters, you communist son of a bitch. I'll sanction your ass. This is not a communist movement. This is a humanitarian. This shows if you've got any goddamn morals left, if you have a speck of fucking morals left. And I don't need to follow no fucking communist to fucking decry that this is a fucking goddamn genocide, you son of a bitch. And the son of a bitch is doing it are communists, just like you and your daddy. Let's see what we got here. Erasing the evidence, Facebook, Instagram removed Palestinian documentaries as soon as it was released. And I watched the documentary, and it's worth watching. It shows that it was all a fucking setup, that there was no fucking, actually the Palestinians are fucking religious people, and they don't treat women like that. But on the other hand, they do show direct evidence that the fucking goddamn Jews are raping Palestinian women because they are fucking Khazarian Nazi, they're the fucking Nazis, and they are fucking goddamn raping them. And they're Nazis, they're communists, they're the filth of the fucking earth. Khazarian piece of shit. And of course, there's going to be the people that say, but there's a line of Jacob and there's a line of David. Fuck them! We will not pick the fucking pepper out of the fly shit out of the pepper, motherfucker. They better be fucking fighting for their goddamn fucking acknowledgement that they are not a part of it. How out of control is the U.S. government? That's a hell of a question, isn't it? This is by Wall Street Apes, I guess it says. Wall Street Apes, sure enough. February 2024, Michigan State Board of Education on homeschooled registry preparing to conduct a warrantless entry to people's homes enrolled in homeschool, continue reading. Homeschool, okay. Board speaking on Michigan, Attorney General Dana Nissel, she basically said, we want this list so we can have unwarranted home entry. Now, what's wrong with that? Because it is fucking forbidden by the highest law in this land. Somebody tries to come into your house without warrant, it's your right to blow them right out in the fucking road, motherfuckers. But I mean, just goddamn, just kind of ease it. See what people say. I mean, people are going to raise hell about it, but then you'll have people like those ones up the page there a ways who will come and let them take your fucking kid from you. You gutless piece of shit. That's the problem with this country, a lack of guts.
And, never warned. And knock down your door. You blast them out of the door.
You goddamn right. So basically said, we want this list so we can have unwarranted home entry without a warrant. Warrantless home entry into a home school. That gets you fucking shot. That is a fucking, that is fucking breaking and entering. And that is get you fucking shot. You try to come into the, under the color of fucking law. You have no fucking law. You are in violation of the law even in your fucking existence. And it's easily proven. You people allow this fucking shit. You're just like that scumbag up the fucking page there. Take my fucking kid away from me. I'll never know about it because I'll be fucking dead. And so will a bunch of many of you as I can fucking kill. Get that to your fucking head. But whole homeschooling thing is really quite disrupting, really. And I guess it would disrupt the fucking cutting the pee-pees off the fucking little boys and the tits off the little girls, wouldn't it? And one of the things that disturbs me about this is that the disingenuousness of the decision, because we have people like the Senate Education Committee Chair Dana Polahanka. She would have to have a fucking Russian name because she's a fucking communist, saying that when asked about increasing regulations beyond registration, she said, not on my watch. Well, that's good. Well, yeah, you're going to say that's election year, ain't it? Well, we got Attorney General Dana Nissel that says that she wants to do it because she just says she wants to do it now. She wants to do it because the foster care system didn't do their job and apparently homeschool parents. What? Oh, there was some abuse going on at a homeschool run, or that actually sounds like the foster care system. Yes, it does. Because you hand them over to fucking pedophiles. Men who fucking grow breasts and want to fucking nurse fucking babies. That's sick in the fucking head. That is dementia. That's clear out of your fucking mind. And we accept it. We sit here and we talk about it and we fucking accept it. But certainly a mere registration, a list of people is not going to have anything to do or will not help prevent what Attorney General Nestle, that's what it says, Nestle's, talking about. So she's already kind of said that the quiet part out loud. She basically said, we want this list so that we can have unwarranted home entry. How does this list, just writing down a list, give you a fucking, it ain't unlimited. It could be a fucking bullet behind that door, a fucking shotgun, a fucking goddamn big bore fucking rifle, blow you clear out in the fucking street. Can have unwarranted home entry without, I'm saying these us because they're there, without a warrant. Warrantless home entry into homeschool into the particular targeted group. Well, I'll tell you what, the people that homeschool, you're getting close to the fucking jungle there, you assholes. And I'll tell you what, I'll fucking fight you. You fucking try this fucking shit around here, I'll fucking fight you. Start attacking homeschooling families, and you'll find me behind one of them goddamn doors. I can transcribe it all due to X's text limits. But it's an insane listen. How is this America? And it has a boredom, and they talk of one person says, you know, this is fucking warrantless fucking search. That's a violation of the Bill of Rights. You know, the supreme superior, ratified by the people, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And we're at the second article here, people. This is where you blow them out the fucking door. They try to come in your house without just a warrant, not something they fucking printed out on their computer, a fucking goddamn Article 4 warrant with a goddamn affidavit attached with the individual's name who is coming to fucking search or siege any person in there. And it better describe where they're going to find what they're looking for, what they're going to find. And it better be where they find it and what it is, what they're going to find. But then again, they can't do this because they're not fucking goddamn doing it in the name of their, you know, in an individual capacity. It would have to be in an individual capacity, and you can't get that being a part of a board of fucking communists. These are communist committees. When you look at these fucking, they call them school boards, and this board here is, I don't know what the fuck they are. But these are just little communist committees, man. They put them up all over this fucking country. That's what's been replaced. That's what the corporation wants. How to control Biden's okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Are they going to come out themselves and enforce it, or are they going to send their hit squads out?
I really don't care. If some asshole in any kind of clothes is willing to die for that, I'm willing to kill him. I'll kill as many as I fucking can. And I don't care if they're wearing dresses. I don't care if they're wearing fucking goddamn black uniforms with fucking shiny things on them. I don't care if they're driving cars with emblems on the side of them. They're all the same to me. I'm done with this shit. I will not go out with a whimper.
Are they going to send out their honchos? That's what I was wondering about. I mean, writing all this crap, come on out and do it.
There you go. But that never has happened, and it never will happen. The people at the top behind all this shit, when the lightning strikes the shit house, they will be booking ass to try to get out of this country. That's why one of the first things we got to do when the fucking, it's going to explode. It has to. We got to close down the airports. We got to close down the water ports. Even that Chinese, all the Chinese ones, like three Chinese ones, a Sitco or whatever in the hell the name of the thing is, and go down there and kill all them bastards and fucking shut it down. Nobody's leaving. You're not leaving. We're going to show you how to fucking do some goddamn vetting if you want to leave this god this country. See what the hell is it. Excuse me. Biden to okay year-round sales of higher ethanol gasoline in 2025. This is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. The Biden administration will soon allow year-round sales of E15 gasoline with higher ethanol content, but only from 2025, to avoid potential regional spikes in gas prices ahead of the presidential election in November. Sources with knowledge of the talks have told Reuters. Continue reading. You know what? The ethanol gas, that's fucking water. My rig, I fucking put that shit in. It will die. It will not fucking run. It's mostly fucking water. I mean, I don't know. Everybody I know that has an old vehicle, I mean, some of the new vehicles I see them, they're running it and it's all right. But if you have a vehicle, my fucking vehicle's 26 fucking years old. It runs just fucking fine, but I have to buy 92 fucking octane fucking gas to make it run fine, which is about $6 a fucking gallon. But if I put that other shit in it, I slow down, it fucks it up. It will not run on that fucking garbage. And it's got water in it. It destroys your fucking motor. This is what it's all about. I mean, he's trying to bring the price of gas down. No, he isn't. They're trying to destroy all the old fucking cars that still run because people took care of them. That's what they're trying to do. The administration is prepared to approve by the end of March a request from the Midwest governors, whose states are some of the battleground states in the presidential election. Fuck you in your presidential election. I don't think you're going to have one. I don't think nobody's, I mean, somebody, I heard it on something or something, said about plugging their nose and voting. I mean, fucking, how low can you fucking go? It was the lesser of two evils all my fucking life. Well, I guess I'll vote for the lesser of two evils. Still evil. Now you're voting for the lesser of two fucking pedophiles. What kind of fucking person are you? You need to fucking step back and look in the mirror. You need to ask yourself, what kind of person? I'm going to vote for a pedophile. Somebody who has fucked a little baby. You sick son of a bitches. Well, it might get me a better deal in my wallet. I might get a better check out of it or something. Or I might get this fucking good contract deal or what it might have you. You're a sick son of a bitch. To allow year-round sales of E15 gasoline with 15% ethanol content, every fucking old car in this country will be shut down. You watch. It's just like that buyback thing with, I don't know, Clunker or something like what they called it. There went all your fucking spare parts. I mean, there was always spare parts. You go to the junkyard and fuck, that's the first place you went. If you're poor like me, by the way, Roger, I ain't got nothing to fucking give, buddy. Share. Communism. Share. We ain't got enough for our fucking selves. Why don't you come share some of your fucking wealth with our people living, our people that have been in this country since before it was a country, before we kicked your fucking goddamn British ancestors out of here, motherfucker. Why don't you go give something to them? Why don't you talk about them? Why don't you talk about the genocide that's going on in this fucking country? A million fucking dead that they're admitting to. That means probably 10 fucking to 100 million. And across the fucking globe, hundreds of millions, maybe a billion. Why aren't you talking about that, you communist son of a bitch? Because you back it. You want these goddamn foreign fucking monkeys to take our fucking country. Well, they're not gonna. We'll share with them. We'll share the fucking lead we have. Oh, that pissed me off. Currently, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has an effective ban on E15 fuel cells for the summer season because it contributes to smog. Yeah, don't burn clean. That's why, like your car, you know, it's getting old and the catalytic converter starts plugging the catalytic converters up in them. And then there is some stuff you can pour through them and you can fucking clean it out some, which is what I had to do. And from then on, I had to run fucking high octane gas or else fucking car just fucking quit right in the middle of the fucking road. And I can't, and a catalytic converter, perchance, this magical fucking thing they invented, will cost more than the fucking car's worth. This is the whole fucking idea. This is what's behind this shit right here. Smog, but in 2022, the ban was lifted for the summer sales and an emergency waiver to lower prices at the pump. No, no. This is just like the fucking scam I just went over with. That's why Netanyahu's sitting there grinning when he's talking about going over and fucking attacking the people of Africa and taking their fucking resources. Because they're playing a fucking game. Roger Waters, I mean, there's no bigger band in the world than Pink Floyd. Never has been. I mean, big. And what fucking goddamn influence. And to come out and flash the stuff, but then there's communism. And then it'll be, well, if you're against genocide, you're a communist. No, I'm not. You're a communist that's committing fucking genocide. I'm an individual, free, sovereign American national. And if I could kill every fucking one of you, I would fucking do it. You are fucking animals. You're the fucking goyim. You're the fucking shit. You're the baby fuckers. You're the sick son of a bitches. South Dakota and Wisconsin, the government's urged the EPA to issue a permanent fix and allow the sale of E15 year-round annually. Yeah, that would get rid of the old cars pretty quick. E15 or unleaded 88, see, it ain't even 80, it's 89 octane here, but it's still, you put it in your car, you notice it right a fucking way. It's a mix of regular gasoline, 15% ethanol, and a plant-based fuel full of water, typically made from corn, and it's cheaper for consumers, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers said at the time. Last month, the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association and seven additional Midwest renewable fuel groups asked the Biden administration's Office of Management and Budget to finalize the mindset Midwest governor's year-round E15 fix, which has now been delayed for a year and a half past the legal deadline. What fuck legal dead? Pretend there's fucking any kind of law other than fucking King Chuck's fucking dictate. With the final rule setting at the OMB for over a month. I'm just so fucking pissed, people. Quick adoption of the rule will ensure the motorists do not face fewer options and higher prices at the pump this summer. And IRFA Executive Director Monty Shaw. And you are going to be higher prices because the people, I'm telling you, and it's going to, who's going to hurt the worst? The poorest fucking people. You know, the people that have so fucking much that we need to share. Look at that fucker's face. Go look at that video. Look at his face. He's like a snake. Share. We ain't got nothing to share, motherfucker. And there's a difference between sharing and being robbed. Having shit taken from you unlawfully, you motherfucker. You put those motherfuckers in your goddamn house, you piece of shit communist. God damn him. Anyways, we're going to take a break. I'm going to take a drink of water and try to mellow a little bit here. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
How many summers still remain? How many days are lost in vain? who's counting now? These last remaining years, how many minutes do we have ahead? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Has been left to climb. How many promises are worth the time? Who on earth is worth that time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Watch his life go down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And homeless could ever see it clear. The end is come so much. Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives fade away to more wasted days, wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just slip away to more wasted days.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail, don't mail shit. I'm sorry, man. This fucking thing with that fucking, what is, that's what they're trying to fucking do, you know, it's like that. Just a second. That's what they're trying to do. It's just like the fucking what the 99ers, you know, with the fucking 99%ers. When they went across there, they tried to get them, you know, as soon as they showed that they were creating power through unity, here come the fucking communists. And you know, just like with the Tea Party, here come the motherfucking fascists. Every time a movement starts to show fucking power, real fucking power, here they fucking come to hijack it. Well, you're not going to do it, Roger Waters, you piece of shit. That's what you want, you motherfucking... He's a communist. The people doing this, they created communism. We're not stupid, you motherfucker. I mean, you throw the Pink Floyd music out there. You fucking wrote off a fucking Sid. I can't think of his name. The original fucking dude. I mean, I've listened to it since I was a little kid in grade school. And you tried to pretend to know his insanity. You actually were piss poor at it. I think Dave Gilmour did a better job, you son of a bitch. Anyway, that won't let go of my fucking mind. I swear it won't. Ever since I watched that second one, that one yesterday where that woman sitting on the couch, when he says that, share, that's old school communism. That's their fucking goddamn party line since fucking the fucking, what, the 40s or 50s. Oh, Americans, you got so fucking much. Well, you come see what I got, David, and I'll slam you around this fucking house and you can check out all my fucking shit and tell me what I got to give any motherfucker. There's a difference between giving and fucking taking, son of a bitch. And what has been taken from us to give to those motherfuckers has been taken in violation of our fucking highest law in this land. We didn't get no due process of law. They just took what belongs to us, the sweat from our fucking brow, our fucking work product, and they handed it over to foreign motherfucking fuckwads, and that's what I call them. They're down in Guatemala fucking right now. They're in El Salvador fucking right now. They're in goddamn Honduras fucking right now. They're in China fucking right now. And making more fucking fuckwads for us to be slaves to, because that's what we're being turned into, is slaves to goddamn third worlders. We're not gonna fucking do it, buddy. Give it the fuck up. The same thing that you condemn these motherfuckers that are communists, just like you, are the same communists enacting another agenda. Well, that you kind of approve of that one, don't you? Share, share, share. You have so much. You don't know what the fuck we got. You don't even know our world exists, you motherfucker, but you're going to find out, because you're another foreign motherfucker that's going to be out of this goddamn country if you don't hang. See what else we got going here. Israeli forces in Gaza target Palestinian fishermen and their boats. Yeah, just trying to get some goddamn food. Boom, 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 boom. There's some of your fucking communists for you, fucking Roger. MSM finally admits COVID jabs are responsible for surge in blood, brain, and heart disorders. No fucking shit. And they admitted it. They really did. The mainstream media, well, then it must be fucking true. If a tree falls in the forest and the mainstream media doesn't report on it, it didn't make a noise. This is such sick shit. This is what I'm talking about. It's like Ted Nugent showing up for that phony ass fucking trucker fucking thing down to the border. You bring somebody in, you can sit here and scream the fucking truth for fucking 15 fucking years. It don't fucking, and everybody's, yeah, yeah, yeah. And one of these motherfucking culls who have been lying to you all through those 15 years comes and goes, well, this is really what it is. Yeah, this was right. Oh, wow, he said it. Tucker Carlson said it, man. Tucker Carlson said it. It must be real. When you have to know that he wasn't saying it, and he was even speaking against it for 15 fucking years while he was lying to you. It just blows my ass away. What else we got here? Illegal immigrants attack NYPD at Randall's Island shelter. Arrest made, big fucking deal. Another day in paradise. The American Red Cross is now asking blood donors if they ever received the COVID vaccine. Wonder why.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
What's the latest on that trucker convoy with a $240,000 RV running flags made in China? What are they doing nowadays down there?
Last I heard, they're just hanging out and they're coming out and people are coming out and waving signs and Ted Nugent's giving speeches and Sarah Palin's. It looks kind of like the takeover of the Tea Party. I mean, I'm sure they're spreading out. They're getting more money. Then they'll have a little organization of the trucker convoy in each. That's how they did the Tea Party. And they'll have one in each. You know, first they'll have one in the fucking East, West, and Central America, and then each state will have one, then each county, and then by the time the election comes around, remember they went, the Republican Party is now the Tea Party. Republican Party is now the Trucker Convoy Party. That's what they're fucking shooting for, and that's all they're fucking doing. They're doing nothing. They're okay. down there telling you how these people really, you shouldn't be nice. You should be good to them, just like fucking Roger Waters. Brawl breaks out after handshake line acceleration in Texas A&M Commerce versus Incarnate Word. I really don't care. I looked at it, it's stupid. Just some fucking something happened on a basketball fucking court that I really don't give a monk's fuck about. Credible allegations of Palestinian women and girls being raped and executed by Israeli troops, UN experts. Well, yes, you're talking about goddamn animals here. This is by Arab News, and it says New York UN experts on Monday expressed alarm over credible allegations of egregious human rights violations against Palestinian women and girls in the Gaza Strip and West Bank. And I'm sure they have proof of these. And if you watch that video, that was a good video that they took it right out as soon as they put it up, and it's worth watching. They are being attributed they are being arbitrarily executed, arbitrarily detained, raped, or threatened with sexual violence, the experts said, adding that these alleged acts may constitute grave violations of international human rights. Do you fucking think so? Maybe if you took it before the international court, wait, that don't work. There ain't no such fucking, there is no goddamn law and no goddamn level in this world, and you fucking know it. Could, what do you mean, grave, alleged acts may, these acts may constitute grave violations of international human rights and humanitarian law and amount to serious crimes under international criminal law? Uh-oh. That could be prosecuted under the Rome Statute. Wait a minute, you can't do that because the United States would just veto it. They own the fucking, it's just like here. The king owns the fucking courts. Got it? All the fucking courts. The guy, international corporate mafia at all. The fucking Zionist Jew fucking pig shit eating bastards own all the fucking, the pretense of courts. They're not, they can't even call themselves courts because they're not. They called for the pardon.
Henry, there ain't no difference between Israel and the United Nations.
Israel is the United States, is the United Nations for damn sure. The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, the military, it's not our military. That's the guy, they're UN fucking goddamn thugs. That's all they are. We just pay for it. Hubert, that's all, that's our part in all this. Keep our mouths shut, take the fucking abuse, let them kick our fucking doors in without warrants and pay for it. That's our part in the deal. I don't think I'm going to play my part. The experts cited instances of Palestinian women and girls being reportedly arbitrarily executed in Gaza, often together with family members, including their children. We are shocked by reports of the deliberate targeting and extrajudicial killing. Extrajudicial killing of Palestinian women. Targeting and extrajudicial killing. There's no judicial killing. It's murder. That's called genocide. I mean, that's another word you're trying to slip in there. Genocide. Of Palestinian women and children in places where they sought refuge or while fleeing, they said. Some of them were reportedly holding white pieces of cloth when they were killed by the Israeli army or affiliated forces. I wonder what affiliated forces. We got boots on the ground over there? Are we over there fucking participating? Well, I'm not. I mean, but do we have that Army, Air Force, Marines that belongs to the fucking United Nations that we pay for over there fucking committing genocide? The independent experts included the Working Group of Discrimination Against Women and Girls, the Special rapporteur on violence against women and girls, Reem Ashalam, and Francisca Abelinese, special reporter, rapporteur on the situation of human rights in the Palestinian territory. They expressed concern about the arbitrary detention of hundreds of Palestinian women and girls, including human rights defenders, journalists, and humanitarian workers in Gaza and the West Bank since October 7th. And they, on that, in that video, they do tell about I think she was 12 years old, and a bunch of those IDF fucking soldiers, those fine humanitarian, you know, the people, the gods. The fucking IDF soldiers, they took her and held her as a sex slave and gang raped her for fucking days and days. They can, and so what? You know, who's going to do something about it? Roger Waters in his communist movement. They have reportedly been subjugated to human and degrading treatment, denied menstruation pads, food, medicine, and severely beaten. The experts said, adding that on the at least one occasion, female detainees were put in a cage and left without food in the rain and cold. So they're just fucking animals. What's the big deal? What's the problem here? Don't worry, Roger Waters will sing a song about it. The UN experts also expressed distress at reports of. If you go along with this Roger Waters, go to a fucking goddamn Roger Waters concert, and you're a communist in my eyes. The UN experts also expressed distress at reports of multiple forms of sexual assault against Palestinian female detainees, including being stripped naked and searched by male Israeli officers. Well, it's not like they're real human beings or anything. At least two female Palestinian detainees were reportedly raped, while others were reportedly threatened with rape and sexual violence. The experts said, adding that the photos of female detainees in degrading circumstances were also reportedly taken by Israeli soldiers and uploaded online. Fuck yeah. Put it right. Shove it in the fucking face. Genocide shoved in your fucking face. I know I'm going to go join the communists. That's what I'm going to do. Roger Waters and the communists. They also express, when it's the fucking, this is the communists doing it. I mean, what a fucking goddamn, hey, not a bad fucking plan for a fucking, I mean, to distract and come out of nowhere. Because it did, it came right out of left field, didn't it? Damn. Should have seen it coming. They also expressed concern that an unknown number of Palestinian women and children, including girls, have gone missing after contact with the Israeli army in Gaza. There are disturbing reports of at least one female infant forcibly transferred by the Israeli army into Israel and of children being separated from their parents whose whereabouts remain unknown, she said. And here in this country, you separate someone from their family? You go get an airplane and you go flying back down here. We do not separate families in this fucking country, but we pay to fucking do it in fucking Israel, don't we? Because we're Israel's bitch. We're Israel's lapdog. I'm not. You're not. But our fucking resources are being used to fucking push that fucking narrative, isn't it? Aren't they, I mean? We remind the government of Israel of its obligation to uphold the right to life, safety, health, and dignity. Really? Of Palestinian women and girls, and to ensure that no one is subject to violence, torture, ill treatment, or degrading treatment, including sexual violence. The experts called on an independent, impartial, prompt, thorough, and effective investigation into the allegations for Israel to cooperate. Let's see. Go ahead and see what else we got, because there's one here. Cato University Professor Emetrius Mesas Noria, Fukushima, it looks to me like, on COVID vaccines. Well, let's just say it's murder. You could even say a massacre has occurred. And this is a short video, and that's like, it's murder. One of these, they talk about the fucking spread of it to the shedding, which I've not seen on, you know, all the reports. You know, they don't talk about the shedding, because if you throw in the fucking shedding, the death toll goes off the fucking goddamn edge of a cliff. They're just talking about the people that died from the fucking shot, not the people who spread it to other people who didn't take the shot, like my wife who got killed by it. And that's why, you know, I may fucking die in this, and I'm not dying. I may not die for the people out there that don't fucking deserve it, but I will die taking revenge. I'm just that kind of person. Let's see what else we got going on here. If we're about ready to call it good.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
The shedding deal, is that for real?
Yes. For 1 to 3 weeks after they take the shot, they're shedding those fucking platelets. And that's what got me and Laura both got really, really sick. And neither one of us took the shot. But every time you get a cold after that, you'd be just like a little less and a little less and a little less. And it got to her more because I, you know, I lift heavy weights. I was in good shape. And I mean, hadn't it been for it, she wouldn't have died. I mean, I know that. I know they killed her with that and the goddamn, after reading over all the reports and shit, they gave her fucking steroids. They didn't have our permission to give her any fucking thing. And they gave her some fucking pills when she got home. I think of the name of what the fuck they were. But you weren't supposed to be dismissed from the hospital until you were down to a half of one of those the fucking day. And she took two of them 1 hour before she dropped dead. I know they killed her. And they know that I'm taking some revenge. Re-fucking-venge, if nothing else.
Well, we've been around a lot of people that got their shots.
Well, it's in the first, like, I think Mary said, the 1 to 3 weeks after they take the shots, they're shedding. And if you, pardon?
Okay, I said okay.
So if somebody gets... Yeah, if someone gets one, stay away from them for at least 3 weeks if you intend to go around them at all. But that's what the shedding is. That's the typhoid Marys. I bet you more people have died from that, from the shedding. Yes, they have to have. Than from the actual fucking vaccines themselves. Or not vaccines. Why did I do that? I said, hit myself in the fucking mouth. The fucking biological kill agents themselves.
Okay, just... solve the curiosity problem and the realism of it. Appreciate that.
It's very real. Mary had written quite a few things on it back when this whole thing started. I haven't seen her write on the site in a long time. I don't know why. Just the way life is, I suppose. At any rate, guys, I've had enough today. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And I promise it will be fucking, things will be worse by tomorrow. I mean, we're up to Wednesday. Remember last week I said on Friday, I said, man, you watch how fast, and over the weekend it got worse. And it's going to get worse every fucking day. And it's going to continue to get worse until we grow some goddamn, get some courage. Either we're going to go down just like a fart in the wind. I mean, with a whimper. We're going to go out with a whimper or a bang. I'm not going out, period. If I do go out, it will be with a fucking bang. I promise you that. Unless I have a heart attack or something, or maybe they'll poison me. I like doing that. Did it to my fucking wife. Now I'm fight here alone. And I'll do it till the day I fucking die. And that's the word from the trenches.
Come on, brother.
Later, brother.